I'm way out here on the freeway today. I did that to whom the victim or whatever the state was, or and it's like I did it all the way out here, and I was just real calm. You know, even if I thought of like rushing, who did this idea of time come? You know, and it just that I mean, the mind was going the whole time asking those questions. But yet, even though that it was, I didn't feel rattled or ruffled because I didn't get identified with any of the things that came up.
That's a great psychotherapy.
That's all it is, though.
No, it's the highest
grade. No, it is self-inquiry.
But it kept coming. But in between, there was some quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because as soon as something would come up, the question would be there, you know, to cancel out any... imagining to go with it once you start thinking about the time and the traffic and the, you know, how the mind goes. So it just stopped. And then another thing, it was totally maybe unrelated, but every time I did that, and I could see there was some kind of, I don't know.
As you keep that momentum up, you'll be surprised what happens.
I thought, well, if you could do this all the time, would dissolve.
You have to catch yourself. Whenever thoughts come to you, you simply ask yourself, to whom do these thoughts come?
It sounds like what she was doing.
What it was.
And that is self-inquiry.
Even if they were good things, I mean, I did it, you know? And it made those, okay, you know, I don't know how to say it, but it's just...
I understand. You're doing well. That's good.
And I thought, gee, if I could do that all the time, you know, it would be.
Then ask yourself, who needs to do it all the time?
Me too.
When you do it often enough, it will begin to do you.
Yeah, there was a point where I felt like it was kind of doing me after a while. It didn't feel uncomfortable. It felt very natural, place to be.
It seems to detach you a little bit, so you don't feel personally involved, which is great.
Just doing that is sufficient for most people.
Okay.
Just doing what you're doing is sufficient for most people.
But can you ask too many questions like that?
No, if you want to go deeper, you usually go deeper with that. But don't do this when you're driving your car.
No, I didn't do who am I.
When you're driving your car, if you do this sufficient. But when you get home, then you can do it differently. You can ask yourself, for instance, if you're feeling depressed, to whom does this come? And then you realize it comes to you. So you say, it comes to me, I feel this. I feel depressed, I feel terrible. Then you ask yourself, who is this I? From where does this I come that feels terrible? But don't answer. Just follow it. Follow the eye to its source. And you will realize that all of life, the relative world, is attached to I. And when the I is dissolved, everything else is dissolved with it. It happens by itself. You simply go deeper with the I. Deep, deep, deep. From where comes this I? Where does this I come from? Or who am I? Whatever feels good for you. And you will realize that the I comes from nowhere. It doesn't exist. It never did exist. You are free. You are bright and shining. You are the one.
You're not going to sit and contemplate your navel all day after. You're still going to do your activities and your all that kind of.
Of course you won't. You'll even do your activities better than you ever did before.
What was it? I sometimes feel like when I got into yoga or something, I feel myself withdrawing or becoming.
You're having the wrong experience. The right way is to let your body do whatever it has to do. Your body came to this earth for a purpose. So it appears. And your body's going to do whatever it came here to do. But it has nothing to do with you.
So that's what you mean when you say that we are not to do with?
Exactly. You don't have to concern yourself about work or non-work. Whatever you're supposed to do, you're going to do. It's all preordained. Just be happy.
What about when your money runs out, though, and you're not able to work?
Why do you believe this will happen? So you're giving it strength.
Yeah.
You're thinking mentally that this may happen.
And it's real close right now. It appears to be.
Well, and thinking mentally about this makes it stronger. The more you worry about this, the stronger it becomes. But if you push that thought away out of your mind, your omnipresence will come forth.
Well, what if you say, to whom does this thought come? To whom does this fear come?
You can do that then. Yes.
Because the answer would be the ego, which you mean, and then you carry it to the next step with peace.
Yes.
The fear of poverty is only because the ego that's afraid that it's poor.
Of course. Remember, the trees do not lack for leaves, nor do the flowers fail to bloom. Everything is beautiful, and so are you. You can never experience lack, except mentally. Have faith. Trust yourself. And trust the power that knows the way, which is within you. Everything will be okay.